world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, hey, listen, I'm getting ready to go where angels fear to tread this morning. Just kind of got that spirit on me today that I, after having all these, you know, the last, what, six or seven shows we've had guest after guest. You guys like guests, don't you? I had somebody say, Coach, we appreciate your guests, but we tune in to hear what you have to say. Well, I appreciate that. I do. But, man, there's so many good things going on out there, and I like to bring every different perspectives to you. I'm going to bring a different perspective to you again here this morning without the benefit of a guest. I'm going to try to do it myself. Hey, listen, YouTube, get off YouTube. Get off YouTube. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, get off of YouTube. Go to CoachDaveLive.com, and the show is streaming there free. You can come in. You can be interactive with us. In fact, I'm noticing that our what we call the queue is – no, not QAnon – Q, like you're in the queue, Q-U-E. So our queue is growing because people were finally getting off of YouTube and coming here and realizing they can get in and interact with us. So you just go to CoachDaveLive.com, click on Join the Huddle, and you're in. And then not only you're in, you're able to throw your 2 cents in there with you, or your 30 cents, however much cents you have. So if you're watching on YouTube, you got about a minute and a half. And we're pulling the plug on YouTube. We're not going to be there, okay? Listen. You want to go to Coach Dave Live because I'm going to talk today. What about nobody? Nobody else will talk about it. I'm going to. So make sure you get over there to Coach Dave Live, and we're going to go at it. And hi to all my friends out there. Pastor Dale's probably not with us. Jeff is at Jeff Nelder at Operation Save America event in Phoenix. They got a lot of good stuff going on down there. Folks, listen. Anytime you go to the streets, There's a bond, there's a fellowship that is formed anytime you do it. I don't care. It's like an army. One of the things I'm going to talk about this morning. And, you know, sorry that I couldn't come to Operation Save America in Phoenix, but the truth is I just can't do it. I couldn't do it. I just got too much stuff going on here. I couldn't walk away from, had to plan it out, and we just weren't able to do it. So God bless OSA, and those of you out there, support them. Go for it. Go, 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 go. That's not what I want to talk to you about. Okay, get off. Shut down YouTube. We gave him enough time to get over there. Don't forget Professor Toto this weekend. Now, Spence, click on that. Throw that up on the screen, if you would. Friends, if you want to come to Professor Toto and you don't have the money, we had a generous donor yesterday who bought you a ticket. So if you say, Coach, I want to come, you got to email me, coach@coachdavelive.com. Say, Coach, I want one of those tickets. Because I can tell you who the donor was, but he said he didn't really want anybody to know who it was. So if you want to come and be part of Sunday evening, June 27th, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in Canton, Ohio, Professor Toto. I don't know about you guys. I've been listening to some more of his stuff. He gets it. He's one of us. We're one of him. God is doing something, folks. God's doing something. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. I want to, Lord, just, God. Hey, Davey, here comes my little grandson. Stay with me last night. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for the thumbs up. Look at this guy here. I prayed over this guy this morning, didn't we, Dave? We had a good prayer, didn't we, bud? Huh? What do men do, David?
They protect innocent people.
They protect innocent people. That's what they do, don't they, David? Sometimes they have to lay down their own lives to do that, don't they? But that's what men do, isn't it? Are you a man? Are you a godly man? Yes, he is. He's a man of God right there. Raising up little man of God right there. So I'm going to dive in. Hey, by the way, did you enjoy the knuckleheads yesterday? Sabrina's something, isn't she? Jake's just as powerful. And God bless him. Glad to be able to associate with him. Again, I'm going to I got to do this first, okay? Spencer, bring up where it says priest. Okay, I have a computer over here, folks. You wonder why I'm always looking over here? I got my show notes over here. That's what I'm doing. I want you take it to the 4 minute mark. Spencer, tell our good friend Jared to post this on the website for us. This is a priest out of, what did he tell me the name of was? GoRome.com, something like that. It's a priest. But I want you to listen, friends, to about 2 minutes of what this guy says. Now, he comes out at the beginning. He's a science, you know, some of these priests, monks, whatever, they're, you know, they're deeply rooted in science and other things like that. And I want you to listen to what this guy says, okay? Because to me, this is just, what do you say to vaccinated people? What do you say to them? Because we know right now, this is where I'm heading today, by the way, that still 70% of Americans are not vaccinated. And of those 70%, they say at least 60-65% of them are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. The white men, white Christians are not taking the vaccine. Praise the Lord. Despite the crappy leadership that we have, right? But what do you say? What do you say to somebody who's taking it? Well, this priest, he nails it. I want you to listen to about 2 minutes of this, okay? Go ahead and play it, Spencer.
When you spend billions of dollars to build a factory to produce vaccines, you have enough scientists to know that antibody priming will kill you. And we have to face the reality of what's going on, that this is the intention. The intention is to exterminate humanity. Somewhere around nearly 2 billion people, I hear it say, have been vaccinated. Now, according to Montagnier, anyone who has taken these vaccines that prime your immune system to react excessively the next time you run into a coronavirus, these all will be dead in 2 years. In the next 2 years,
you
will see 2 billion people die on Earth. If you're in a state like some of my relatives where 85% of the people are vaccinated, everyone on your street will be dead, except you who haven't taken it and the others who haven't taken it. And as an anthropologist, I feel strongly motivated to tell you also as a friar that you have to start preparing yourself spiritually for this. Because some people are going to be so shocked by it that they're going to lose their minds. They're going to lose their faith. They're going to ask, where is God? And why did not God not prevent it? But you know, when a man throws himself off a cliff, is God obliged to stop the laws of gravity to prevent him from dying from it? Anyone with a brain had enough time to examine the scandemic and see that it was false. As Christians, we're obliged to test everything to see if it's true or not and hold fast only to what is good. If in a year you didn't practice that and you went and ran off to get the jab so that you could go traveling or not get offended or do something like that, you're an idiot and you're a coward. And you don't live according to the truth. Truth doesn't mean anything to you. You haven't even spent 15 minutes on YouTube. And if you live that way, you cannot find God. You cannot arrive at heaven. Because heaven isn't an automatic destination, a golf course that you get membership to every die, like the falsehoods taught after the council. See, before the council, Catholics were buried in a mass dressed in black because it was sad and doubtful, not doubtful, but uncertain that one was saved or not. It is uncertain. Only God knows, and by revelation, only we can know that.
Okay, so, Spence, you can folks, I just... the horrific reality of what he said. Folks, what if he's right? Listen, just sit there a minute and ask yourself this. A year ago, could you imagine that we would be where we are today? Could you imagine a year ago that people would mask and social distance and then you'd have to have a vaccine to fly on a plane and go into Kroger? Could you ever imagine it? Do we have the capability in our little heads, our minds, to conceive of the fact that there may be millions of people dying a year from now. Now, is that doom and gloom? Well, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. Asking a simple question. Have you considered the possibility of that? What's that going to be like? If Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and my brother Bugnolo says when the flu season comes, the chaos will begin. In the fall, when people begin to drop over dead, and maybe they don't drop over, but they're going to be in the hospital and they're going to be dead. People you know and people you love. Are we prepared for that? Are you prepared for that? Are we really? So I'm not here to doom and gloom you. Boy, oh boy. Bible says the fool sees the peril coming and prepares for it. And I would tell you this, we're not prepared. Here's where I want to go today. Anybody have a comment on that? Go ahead, Silver, before I move on, because I got someplace specific.
Okay, Coach.
Take me today.
I was going to say, specifically, I mean, I've known this for at least 8 months, that this was going to happen. As these people start dying off, imagine rush hour. Okay? And imagine people just falling dead or getting sick and then falling dead, but mostly just falling dead. What kind of reaction is the world going to have to that? What kind of chaos will that cause? And how are we prepared to deal with that is one thing. The other thing is, how do we get them prepared to meet the Lord?
Joseph, and how about the fact, whether we want to admit it or not, we may see the burning of bodies, funeral pyres. We may see that. Do you understand that? We may see that. Do you understand that they're already talking about passing legislation that they will grind people up and put them in the sewer system? You know that, right? Come on, tell me you know that. And we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Rochelle, come on in, then Mark.
Good morning, team. Just to magnify Silver's point, the news articles are full of these. I just read the other day about four pilots who just got their second round all die. These are very skilled people. You know, these are professions. It takes years to learn these things. And it's just more and more and more every day. Yet, as a human, in my brain, I still want to deny this is happening. Even though I'm awake, I'm seeing it from the beginning. I still don't want to admit this.
We don't want to believe it, right? We don't want to believe it, right? What do they call the cognitive dissonance? It's right there and we don't see it, right? And how do you tell people? I don't know, Rochelle. Come on in, Mark, then Mel.
All right. What happens when the media says we just realized the vaccinations are bad? If you've had a vaccination, you got to go do this. So all the people who haven't had one are going to be an outrage, Coach. They're going to say, I want to know who's had a vaccination.
That's right.
They got to have a mark. I want to see. They got to have something. Who's going to demand to know who's got the vaccination? It'll be us.
Yes, sir.
So who's going to end up with the mark? The people with the vaccinations.
Wow.
And then they're going to say, you don't have a vaccination. You got to be quarantined. We got a place for you already off these railroad tracks in South Carolina, North Carolina, Arizona. We have camps with black guards. We already have them built. Where's all the lumber? Where's all the lumber? We're building those places now, Coach.
I know, Mark. We don't want to believe it.
The people who are going to be quarantined in that legislation is us. The places are built. The people with vaccinations are going to go into the businesses that allow people with vaccinations to go in businesses. The businesses with marks and vaccinations will stay open for the people with vaccinations. And this is how I think it's going to play out, Coach. It's already set up. It's already set up.
Yep, sir.
Mary, hi, good morning. This is Mary from New York. Yes, yesterday Morgan Stanley had a meeting and they said everyone must be vaccinated by July 7th. And if they're not, they can go look for another job. Thank you.
Mel, come on in.
Yeah, the oil and gas industry is already planning succession plans. So they're planning to replace their workers in the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
So that means there's industries already planning for it.
Gary Dunlap says most of us can't even comprehend this level of evil. We can't. Okay, so this is taking me where I want to go, okay? All right, Roger, real quick. I'm going to let Roger in, then I want to go where the Lord told me to go this morning. Go ahead.
I don't know if any amount of planning could handle America losing 50 million people. You know what I'm saying?
10 million.
Ten million.
Right?
What Silver said is probably the chaos that will develop. Even if you didn't vaccinate and you're thinking, well, I'll live and be happy, the chaos of that many people gone and what that does to the overall structure of our daily life, I think will be unmanageable.
I do too, Roger. I do too. So here's where the Lord's taken me this morning. And very few people will do what we're getting ready to do here, folks. But I've been trying to warn all of us for as long as we would listen. Hang on a minute. Go to where it says ACLU. ACLU. Click on that for me, Spencer. Candace Keller posted this on Facebook yesterday. Candace was with us a few weeks ago. You remember that? This is I thought, what is this? ACLU declares victory in Ohio school where football coach led prayers and read scripture. And then I looked, it was October 19th, 19th. That was me. That was my Candace Keller somewhere found this old article of mine. And she printed it and put it on her Facebook page. Stay with me. Put it on the Facebook page, 1999. It's a long time ago, isn't it? That's 22 years ago, 32. How many years? 22 years ago. And if you were just to read down on this, I'm not going to take time to scroll down just a little bit. Just scroll down just a little bit, folks, because I was warning people back in 1999. Stay right there. Ray Vasvari, who is the legal director of the can somebody tell me something? I'm going to swear, Rochelle, hold your ears. Hold your ears. How in the hell did these folks get in control of our culture? How in the hell did we let them get in control of our culture? Ray Vasvari says this. We filed suit for one reason only. To put a stop to a long history of First Amendment violations at London High School. And when it became clear that the school district and the coaches were willing to abide by the law, we had achieved our purpose. And what was it? No prayer at a football game. And I'm going to tell you something. Not a freaking pastor in Madison County, Ohio, even contacted me through the 2-year battle with the ACL. This is where it started, friends. Right here's where it started. We sat quietly back and are you listening to me? We allowed them to teach lies to our children. I got my property tax bill the other day, Michelle and I, here where we live. We pay $3,500 a year to send our kids, pardon me, we don't even have any kids. We do, but not in school. Our grandkids don't go to the public schools. $3,500 a year to go to a place where they teach kids anti-Christian doctrine. Anybody disagree with me? Anybody disagree with me? Huh? They take our money, send us into the schools, and then say, no prayer, not allowed to have prayer in there, not allowed to do that, not allowed to do that. I went to court. Roger Weaver was our attorney. Went to court. During discovery depositions held the last 2 weeks, head coach David Dobner admitted to leading the football team in the Lord's Prayer. After games, passing out a scriptural verse to team members. Oh, yeah. Allowing ministers to lead the team in prayer. And using Bible stories as a part of certain team members. Do you folks see this? Who the hell are these folks coming into our town telling us what we can do with our children? But see, it's worse. So here we are today. What? We're reaping the whirlwind. 22 years ago. Just 22 years ago. Trying to tell people it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Now, here's where I'm going to go that nobody else wants to go. Put that in the chat if they want to, if anybody wants to read that. But by the way, it's all lies. It's all lies. It's all. I did nothing in secret. Everything I did was in the open. I didn't force any kid to pray. I never forced any kid to read a Bible verse. I never did anything. And the people on our football team, the parents on our football team loved it. But they didn't have any stones when the ACLU came knocking on the door. Instead of the pastors circling around the school and telling the ACLU, go pound sand, we capitulated.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, I've often, thank you for letting me jump in, but I've often felt ashamed as your lawyer, and I kind of say that publicly now, because I didn't know how much this fight was back then, you know?
No, that's right. Me either.
You know,
I
was a little younger and raising a family and making money and all that good stuff. And but I've often thought about, you know, how we let them off the hook. And
yes, it was the greatest opportunity of our lives. Sometimes you miss things, Roger. We can't beat ourselves up over it.
Well, no, it. But I just, you know, I've almost just wanted to publicly say that so you'd hear it. But I don't think back then, you know, I was as woke as I might have been now, you know? You know, I think, but it, I don't think we understood. We let them off the hook. And yeah. I've known it over the years as you kind of become more aware of things, but there was such injustice for you then. And I'm not saying this to make you feel good.
No, launch me into what I'm doing. Praise the Lord for it, right?
But I remember sitting in some church in London in a deposition or something with you. And I remember you just, not a church, nobody moving forward, but everybody was, you know, into focus on the family and the Reagan era. And
Jesus loves everybody. And, huh? Don't follow the law. Don't make waves.
But I want you, you know, I look back on that every once in a while. And I'm, like I said, sometimes I'm ashamed that we let them off the hook.
Me too.
But
let's go get them now. Let's go get them now, folks. I want to show you this because this is one of, I had Roger, I had several guys that were working on the case. Listen to this paragraph. This is not what this show's about. Bear with me. The settlement comes just one day before the case was scheduled to be heard in federal court. One day before it, they reached an out-of-court settlement. Basvari says, for the first time in 8 years, parents can send their kids to London High School secure in the knowledge that the school districts and employees are taking the rule of law seriously. And one of the attorneys told me, says, Coach, the last thing the ACLU wanted was you on the witness stand in front of a jury. That's the last thing they wanted. The day before, boys and girls, the day before. Isn't that something? I wish I could go back and do it. Come on in. Come on in, Bernie. Quickly, because I got to get where the Lord told me to go. Go, Bernie, then Ohio Brett. Go ahead.
Okay, Coach, years ago, I heard Brother Andrew being interviewed by Hank Hanegraaff. And Brother Andrew said, years ago, Beverly at LaHaye asked him, what did you think about them taking prayer out of our schools? And Brother Andrew said, they didn't take it out. You gave it up. You gave it up. And the other thing is that people are more interested in how their schools affect their property values than anything else. And that's where we really sold it out, because we were just selfish.
Amen. That's right, Bernie. Hey, folks, how about somebody going to the school board and getting the school board to pass a local resolution that prayer is welcome and Christian prayer is local, is welcome in the school? How about that? How about we begin to do that? Why are we sitting back allowing these guys to do what they do to us? Go ahead, Ohio Brett.
Just real quickly, Coach, I wanted to say that exactly. Let's sue to bring – our kids are allowed to bring the Bibles back in, and we're allowed to pray in school. Go on offense.
Congress shall make no law. Folks, listen, if Congress can't make a law, the courts can't make a law, right? The free exercise of their religion. Free exercise. Free exercise. By the way, me too. I don't lose my free exercise to my faith when I walk in a public school. Sorry. Sorry. And if you think they're not teaching religion in public schools, you're a damn fool. They're teaching all kinds of religion. They're just not teaching Christianity. All right, Bobby, I'll let you in. Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby's up.
Yeah, there. Yeah. To follow up on Ohio, Brett, we got to go on offense. Everywhere I look every day, the Satanists and God haters and witches are wearing their paraphernalia. I'm passing
Pride months, 30 days of home of pride.
Yeah, I'm passing women literally saying with a shirt that says "Support your local witches," and I scream at her from across the parking lot while getting gas, holding up the cross hat. Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, the only thing I wish I would have had is that big cross OJ made me. Yeah. All of that said, we have to wear our paraphernalia when we go out. We have to be aggressive without hesitation because they're coming, and yes, we got to do everything Ohio Brett says. File the lawsuits. Wear our own cross and aggressive Christian symbology. We have to push these people back to the gates of hell where they came from.
Amen, folks. So here's where I'm going today. Okay, Roger, your hand's still up. Now, Bernie wants to get back in here. Hold your water, boys. Hold your water, all right? I'm going somewhere. And this is where nobody else will go. Click on Attack on White Christianity. Hey, friends, listen. If we don't begin to stand up for whiteness, say, Coach, well, that sounds racist. No, 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 no. Folks, listen. Black Lives Matter is racist. That is racist, right? And for me to be able to stand up and say that white men are not all guilty, white men are not the cause of the problem, white privilege is bull crap, for me to stand up, then they want to accuse me of being a racist. But I'm here to tell you this, folks. All right, nobody's going to say it. I'm going to say it. Anywhere you go in the world today, a white man took the gospel. Anywhere you, I don't care where it is. Go to the deepest part of Africa, go to Indonesia, go to Asia, it doesn't matter. White man took it, all right? White man took the gospel. Look, hang on, does that make you guys uncomfortable? Does history make you uncomfortable? Does truth make you uncomfortable? If truth makes you uncomfortable, you have been brainwashed. It's truth. George Washington is the father of our country, period. Whether he was a racist or not is irrelevant. He's the father of our country. Thomas Jefferson, a white man, wrote the Constitution and the Declaration. I'm sorry. He wrote it, whether he was a white man or not, whether it was white privilege or not. Folks, it's history. They talk about black history. What about history without any colors to it? No colored history, just history. Because you don't understand that critical race. I'm feeling this. I couldn't even sleep last night. This will gross some of you out last night. Because my little grandson was laying in bed beside Michelle and I slept with us last night. And I'm laying in that bed. I couldn't sleep. Realizing how much that little guy was trusting me. How much of his future is in my hands. I couldn't even sleep. And I'm thinking, Lord, why are Christian men permitting outright lies to be taught to our children? Can somebody tell me? Can somebody explain that to me? Why are we permitting the lie of macro evolution to be taught to our children? Can somebody explain to me why Christian men are allowing that to happen? Can somebody explain that to me? Why are we allowing that? Can somebody explain to me why?
Hold my beer, Coach.
Okay, now hang on a minute. Go ahead.
Hold my beer. Because we don't have the balls to go down and get it done. That's why.
Well, we're going to have to develop them, aren't we? Can somebody explain to me why we are allowing, with our tax dollars, which I just spoke to you about, right? Number one, can't pray in school, but they're going to teach your kid, your neighbor's kid, that he can be a woman if he wants to. He can be a woman. In fact, he can be a woman at school and not even tell the parents. How long are we going to put up with this bullshit? Pardon my French. How long? Awake, folks. Awaken. See, the assault in America, I don't, right wing watch, put it in capital letters. The assault in America is on white evangelical Christian men and women. Right here it is. Slide down through. I want to point out some statistics. This is June 23rd. Why, that be yesterday, right? Can you make that screen a little bit bigger? Because we've all been taught about white privilege. You're teaching white privilege to our children and yada, yada, yada. George Floyd, are you kidding me? Why did we sit around and let them honor a crackhead? Huh?
Amen.
Porn star. We sat around, well, they did that because it's been us poor white guys. Oh, yeah, we white guys. We've been, yeah. Somebody say amen. And, hey.
Amen.
Okay, I'm not done. Stay with me. So white privilege is bad, but non-white privilege is good. In other words, let's steal from the white guy and give to the black guy. That'll make it all equal, right? Huh? Let's steal from me because of what my grandpa didn't do. They just tell me he did. Hey, folks, there would be no America today if it wasn't for white men. Somebody give me a thumbs up. There would be no America today if it were not for a white man. And I'm not ashamed of being a white man, but I'm going somewhere. You stay with me.
Hallelujah.
Keep going. Keep scrolling down.
Amen.
Hey, folks, it's history. We're just talking history here. That's all. I'm not making a value judgment. It was Daniel Boone. I believe he was white. It was Davy Crockett. Remember the Alamo? Those were white men that did that, my friends. We're allowing them to teach in our schools that we were oppressors and conquerors and murderers. And a white man's the worst thing you could ever be. What do you think? Critical race. See, oh my goodness. You guys need to take time. Okay. Critical race theory hijacks racism. Listen to me. Critical race theory hijacks racism and racial identity to replace it with Marxism. Folks, they are using racism and racial identity to give us communism.
Yes, they are.
White wokes use critical race theory the way the elites always use Marxist theories to compete with more successful people of their own upper class. A former FBI assistant director said, arrests aren't enough. We have to take down people close to Trump, sitting congressmen to stop domestic terrorism. Talking about what? White men. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, this guy says, you got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And then unfortunately, I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. Got that? What they are considering elements of a terrorist group is the assertion that certain members of Congress should be attacked and dismantled by federal law enforcement agents can only be stood as a call for federal law enforcement apparatus to target and attack and unseat duly elected representatives who public statements challenge the democratic narrative. This is not only tyrannical, but it's seditious. The Marxist left is pushing for a full breakup of America so that the tyrants can rule over the ashes unchallenged by patriots. And they're using race to do it. Today's Democrats are all students of Marx, as are the corporate CEOs and academics, the latter of whom believe they will become part of the ruling class when the Marxist revolution is realized in America. Only they're not dividing America by class because they can't. They are elite, and the other 99% are not. So they're destroying. This is good. You can go ahead and read that whole article. Black theologian. Savage's demonic ideologies behind CR. Okay, let me. I know some of you want to get. Hang on here, man. Hey, folks, you got to stop being ashamed of being black. White. You got to stop being ashamed of being white. We cannot let them do this to us. We're going to lose America if we let them do this to us, folks. White, Anglo, Saxon, Protestant. Hey, Jared, pull up Spencer. Spencer, pull up BLM vid. Folks, this is an attack on white. Listen. White ring, right wing watch. They're going to poke fun at me. What are we expecting? They're going to poke fun at me. You know why? Because I'm hovering right over the target. And if we don't understand it, if we don't wake up and understand where the battle is, listen, it's not with the neighborhood black guy. That's not the battle. The battle's with the elite trying to put you at war against the neighborhood black guy. That's what's going on. The average white guy, he doesn't care if a black man makes $1 million. We pay money to go watch LeBron James become rich. We don't care. America voted for Barack Obama. At least they told us we did. And yet they tell us we're racist. Wake up. This is spiritually dark. How do I know? Because hang on. I'm all over it. Stay with me. What scripture did I have you put up there, Spencer? Grab that thing real quick. Grab that up there. Yeah. Now, thank you, Ms. Galatians 3. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid, for if there be any law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should not have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded, all are under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to all that believe. Anyone who gets it, right? Wherefore, hey, how about, somebody help me out. Aren't there black Christian churches? I think there are. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should always be revealed, afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. For you're not children of God by faith in Jesus Christ or by skin color. For as many as been baptized into Christ have been on Christ. There is neither no Jew or Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's not male or female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Can't you see that they're trying to throw this scripture on its head? They feed it to us day after day after day after day after day after day. Race, 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 race. Why? Because they got to shut up the mouth of Brett Bull. They got to shut up the mouth of Reggie. They got to shut up the mouth of Rochelle. They got to shut up the white man's mouth. Somebody say, Coach, you're on it, Coach. Somebody tell me I'm doing better than you I actually think I am. Because this is what it is. And see, the church won't do it. No, oh no, the church won't do it. Why? Because they're buying into BLM. The church is buying in to what? Social justice. Churches. Galatians 3, churches are ignoring. There's no Jew. There's no Greek. And churches are pointing out Jews and Greeks.
Yeah.
Oh, Coach. We're all Israelis, Coach.
Coach. Get that Black Lives Matter video up there. I feel you. I feel you guys. See, nobody will tell you this, right? Hey, can I tell you the truth? Lord, be good to me, Lord. Pulpits are full of 6-foot icicles that are frauds.
Amen.
They are frauds. That they will not stand for the faith. They will not stand for the faith. Hey, they won't call homosexuality sin. We have a month-long celebration of sodomy and not a peep from the pulpits. Oh, I'm all over it. And they're supporting Black Lives Matter. Yeah, amen, Black Coach. Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. How stupid are you? How stupid are you? They're teaching it to your kids, by the way. They want to do critical race theory. They want to make sure that all of your kids know how evil white Christian men are. Hey, somebody give me a thumbs up. It's just the truth. That's what they want to make sure when those kids graduate from the school, they hate white men and they hate Christianity. Don't think it's not true. If you don't get it, go watch some other show. They'll watch something else. Here's a 3-minute video on Black Lives Matter. By the way, promoted by about 75% of American Christian churches. Go ahead.
Many see the slogan Black Lives Matter, or BLM, as a noble plea for equal treatment under the law. It's a cry to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for everyone. But what does the Black Lives Matter organization actually stand for? To find out, look no further than their leaders, Alicia Garza, Opal Tometi, and Patrice Cullors. Here's Cullors in a revealing 2015 interview.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Visit the Black Lives Matter website and read the list of demands to get a sense of how deep a transformation they seek. One of those demands proclaims, quote, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another. We can't be certain, but it's hard to believe this radical agenda is what most signed up for when they made that hashtag Black Lives Matter social media post, or that every employee, customer, or shareholder at Nike endorses a disruption of the family." Garza first coined the phrase in 2013, the day George Zimmerman was acquitted of murdering Trayvon Martin. Her friend Cullors added the hashtag and joined the words so it could travel through social media. Tometi created the digital platform BlackLivesMatter.com. According to Robert Stilson of the Capital Research Center, the group became a self-styled global network in 2014 and a fiscally sponsored project of a separate progressive nonprofit in 2016. This evolution has helped embolden an agenda vastly more ambitious than a national defunding of police. The goals of the Black Lives Matter organization go far beyond what most people think. They're hiding in plain sight, there for the world to see. If only we read beyond the slogans and the summaries of the movement they helped to create. It's a distinction with a profound difference. Their radical Marxist agenda is bent on supplanting the basic building blocks of society, the family, replacing it with the state, and destroying the economic system that has lifted more people from poverty than any other. Theirs is a blueprint for misery, not justice. It must be rejected.
Black Lives Matter is communism, folks. It's communism. And it's embraced by, like I said, probably 70% of the churches in America. Because why? We've been convinced we're all racist. We're all just racist. By the way, go to BlackLivesMatter.com. Go to their website. They've completely scrubbed their website of the truth of what Black Lives Matter. It used to go right over there, told the principles of Black Lives Matter and what they stood for. No more. It's not on there anymore. No. Destruction of the nuclear family. That was one of them. Folks, you get this? They're using skin color to give us communism. Come on, man. Tell me. And you know what? Critical race theory. They're trying to teach that to your kids. They're trying to teach it to your kids. White men, no matter how good they were or matter how bad they were, the gospel of Jesus Christ brought Christianity to the world. Do me a favor, Spencer, real quickly off the cuff, and I'm going to open it up. I'll let you get in here. I promise. Go to the Mayflower Compact, the origin, what they call organic law. Just type it in, Spencer, Mayflower Compact. Organic law, the beginning of law, before they ever got off the boat to in this new nation, they signed the Mayflower Compact. And the Mayflower Compact says, where is it? Thank you, Spencer, you're doing great. In the name of God, amen. Right there it is, Spencer, make that large. Here's the Mayflower Compact, folks. This is the origin, not a Juneteenth. In the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of the dread sovereign Lord King Jesus, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland. Well, there's some white boys. Sorry, there's some white boys. Grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. There it is. There's the mission statement of America. The advancement of the Christian faith. And those white boys came over here. I hate to tell you this. Were there slaves? Yeah, but they weren't brought here by white boys. You can believe that if you want to. Blacks sold blacks into slavery, folks. Huh? Blacks did. But can I tell you the truth? Blacks became Christians. And there are millions and millions of black men and women and little boys and little girls who are on their way to heaven because why? These guys got on a boat and came over for the advancement of the Christian faith. What the hell are we letting them do to us? What are we letting
Amen.
Them do?
Amen.
Oh, I'm all over it today. Makes you nervous though. So you won't go to your church and talk about this. Because your pastor will huff you down. Oh, no, we have to be concerned. And come on in, Clay and Bernie. Come on.
Coach, what I think this is a satanic, spiritualistic, and terroristic takeover of the United States.
It is, brother. For sure it is. Sure it
and
is.
What they're doing is they're performing acts of faith to Satan. All these things that they're doing, the rioting, the violence, the stealing the election, mask mandates, vaccination, abortions, all that stuff's against God's law.
Clay, listen. They come as an angel of light. They make it look good. We're so damn gullible, we think it's good.
That's right.
Satan comes as an angel of light.
Right.
And then what happens is when we commit acts of faith to our God, Almighty God, they call it domestic terrorism.
Come on in, Bernie.
Yeah, it's not, they're really, it's not about whiteness or blackness, but lightness or darkness, because Jesus is the light.
There you go.
And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, because their deeds were evil, okay? That's exactly what the scriptures are telling us. It's not about your skin color, it's about your soul.
But they got us all concentrating on our skin color. Come on in, Reggie. I'm running down Thune quick today.
Okay.
Hey, listen. No doctrinal presentations today. Get to it. Short and sweet. Let's go.
I just was going to back up some things about Black Lives Matter from a year ago when we were investigating and tracking kids. And we were following a high member of the Temple of Set. Okay, so it's a Luciferian. And they were coding back and forth, and we were trying to crack the code because this is what they do. This is how they move kids. And it was the Holy Spirit, and we were able to, I won't go through all the details of how we did it, but it was very crazy. So anyhow, it was a link of an article that went to a toilet paper truck that was supposed to have thrown toilet paper, right? So we clicked on the link, and it's a back channel, but it went to Black Lives Matter. And from there, they had a code to the back channels. So this is being funded and promoted. It is Luciferian. It is satanic. And I'm telling you out there, people, you need to get this through your thick skulls because you're just not moving. Where are our men? We are fighting the most evil system right now, and nobody's getting it. You're just complying.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Randy.
Coach,
yes.
Coach, if you could read, and I'm not trying to make this, but Genesis 12, 1 through 3, this is the Abrahamic covenant. Coach, it is so almost exact to the Mayflower Compact as you can get. And what you just read there in Galatians, Coach, when it says it's not about race, it's not about gender, it's anybody of faith is of the seed of Abraham, and they get that promise. Coach, through Christ, we still get the Abrahamic covenant. Look what it says, Coach.
I get it, Randy.
Let's read verse 1 through 3 right there.
Of Genesis.
Now, this is us, Coach. This is us. If you embrace it. people that don't embrace this, they're not going to get the blessing, and they're going to be under the cursing. Now read that, Coach. Read it.
Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, your family, and from your father's house unto a land I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And I got to ask the question, is he only talking about Israel?
No.
Is that all he's talking about?
No.
Come on, Coach. Folks.
Come on. Coach, that was what this nation started on.
The seed of Abraham. Randy, you're the seed of Abraham. Amen. Joe, you're the seed of Abraham. Reggie, you're the seed of Abraham. Where did all this race stuff come from? Who's behind all this?
Coach, whoa. Curse those who curse thee. Coach, we need to be speaking cursing on those that hate God and hate this covenant.
Yep, yep.
It's not wrong to do that, Coach.
Folks, let me ask you this very simple question. Who's supposed to fight evil? The government? Is the government supposed to fight? Is that who's supposed to do it?
We are.
We, the children of God, are supposed to be engaged in this eternal struggle of good and evil, right and wrong. And we are embracing evil. We're not fighting it. We're embracing it. My wife's going to say when you get up there, what were you yelling about? Well, she's chasing grandkids around up there. God, can't you feel this, folks? Can't you feel it? Come on in, Bernie. I'm trying to get new folks in there. Then John, Cher, then Jack. Go ahead, Bob. Or go, whoever. I said Bernie.
I didn't know my hand was still up. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm encouraged because what I see here in Kentucky is a rising up of a lot of people to take back the land that was stolen from us. And also that just as the nation is 50-50, you look at the states, the red states and the blue states, those that are red, Antifa and BLM, they don't go in there.
Listen, John, it ain't even about that. It's not even about that. The elections are rigged. This is not a 50-50 nation. It's probably 75-25. It's all rigged. It's all a psyop. It's not red states and blue states and green states and black states. It's not about any of that. It's right and wrong. And can I tell you what they're worried about right now? They're worried right now that the white man won't take the jab. That's what they're worried about. The white man won't take the jab. They got to do something about it. If the white Christian man stands up and says no, they lose. Come on in, Jack.
Okay, so what we do is we misquote the scriptures and we quote laws that don't exist the time.
People are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
We don't even believe in all things in moderation. No, all good things in moderation. One simple word makes a huge difference in that statement. And if I ask you, anybody in the queue, about the tenure of Supreme Court justices, everyone will say it's a lifetime appointment. No, it doesn't say that anywhere. No. It's good behavior.
And they got some lousy behavior there, don't they, Jack?
Yeah.
They're dealing with some lousy behavior there, I'd say. Do you know that they had the first conviction yesterday of somebody on January 6th? The first conviction. And it was simple trespass, $150 fine or whatever. Do you understand that the FBI has been, what's that word, weaponized? They are out hunting down people who showed up on January 6th. But they're not hunting down people who burned down Minneapolis. They're not hunting people that burned down others. They're not after them. They're after you guys. You white, Christian, Anglo-Saxon, Protestants.
We're winning, Coach.
There I said it.
We're winning.
Come on in, Mark, then Roger.
I just want to point out what makes us different than the times before Noah. And I want to just go through it briefly. Before there were 50% of the people corrupted by the angels, there were none before that. Then there were 50%. But once the earth had 50% of the people who wanted those technologies or those abilities, or that genetic strain. They became part of the world, and they looked at everyone else going, why don't you want to be part angel? And then they looked at Noah and said, he don't want to be part angel. What are we going to do about him? And then it was 75% of the earth that was corrupted. All the beasts, even the animals. And that's what's happening, is they are genetically modifying everything. The cows don't have horns. The pigs don't poop. All the stuff they're doing is to do what they did before the time.
Wow.
Up until Noah said, hold on, God, there's good people there. There's good people that I can save them. But what happened? The earth wanted that. The people of earth wanted it. Noah couldn't stop them. And we win in the end. What's winning look like? It was Noah. It was Noah. Now, the other piece, Black Lives Matter, their message is darkness matters. They don't care about your skin.
Yes.
It's darkness. Day one, light separated darkness. And they are saying darkness matters.
Amen. Amen. So, Mark, here's the big problem. Great analyst. Listen, folks, listen. You better hear me. The Bible says that your enemies will be those of your own household. Now, we think our own children. And to a degree, that's true. Oh, my Lord, thank you. Ooh, I got a Holy Ghost, boom. Our greatest enemy is the fake church. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
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 Fake church is buying into all this demonic stuff. The fake church. And what are they saying? We got to get rid of those poor, proud boys. We got to get rid of those white boys. We got to get rid of those evangelifish. We got to get rid of all those. And can I tell you something? Some of those on our own team are with them. Come on in, Randy, then Bobby.
Coach, I know we say this, Coach, but we ain't even close to the days of Noah. We're not even close to Sodom and Gomorrah. Coach, they had 99% of the population, and Noah was less than a point.
Yes.
Coach, we're light. We just don't know
it. We still got 70%.
We don't believe it.
70% are still saying no. 70% of people saying no to the jab. 70% of them. And what are they? White boys.
We're standing up, Coach. It's changing right before our eyes. God's taking this a paradigm shift right in front of us. We have to see it happening.
We have to embrace. We got to know what it is and then embrace the truth. Bobby, come on in.
A pastor's wife told me that the worst pastors to deal with are the denominational pastors. One pastor told her that he has to be careful what he says to the congregation because he's a year and a half away from retirement. I didn't even know that was a thing, right? And my last point is, you people out there need to wake up and accept the reality that there are thousands of guillotines waiting for you. That's not fantasy. There's a medical bill. There's a medical billing code dealing with how to get money back when you use a guillotine.
Hey, Bobby, what's going to listen? I had to put my hat on. Hey, folks,
30,000 guillotines.
Hey, folks, what's going to happen when at some point they have to admit to us that the vaccines didn't work? What's going to happen then at some point when that truth comes down?
Huh? Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. You can laugh all you want to. Come on in, Rochelle. Can't hear you, dear. Muted.
Thank you. So darkness can't exist as long as there's a little bit of light. A little bit. And what you said about the shot real quick, you know what they could do? They could admit, look, Fauci's going down. A lot of doctors are coming out saying that they messed up. This was wrong. They could use that and say, well, look, now that spike protein is out there. You've all been affected. But we can fix it with this other thing. And that, look, this is a continual. They're going to keep coming at us.
You're all over it, folks. And can somebody explain to me why I'm talking Christians now, okay? Lost people, okay. How could any Christian trust our government? Can somebody explain to me how any Christian man or woman could trust the American government? I'm waiting. So I thought. Come on in, Myra.
Good morning, saints. How are you? I think Jesus is going to turn this around for us. His name is going to be glorified, and I believe.
Okay, listen, I love you. He ain't turning it around for us. He's going to turn it around with us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If we sit here and we think we're going to snap our fingers, then the Lord's going to make everything. Hey, folks, I'm good. Look, no, I love y'all.
Yeah.
Folks, I cut you off, Meyer. I'm sorry. Hey, folks, some perilous times ahead. I wish I was Joel Osteen. I wish I was T.D. Jakes. But there are some perilous times ahead of us, folks. And whether you want to admit it or not, the tip of the spear is aimed directly at the white Christian male. If you can't see that, and wouldn't it make sense that the devil and all of his diabolical things that he has planned, wouldn't you think his assault would be on the seed of the woman? Wouldn't the devil want to destroy the children of Christ? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Open your eyes. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.